Okay, the website today's daf is daf nun. We're holding mem tes on the very bottom of the amid. Mem tes on the days. The last two lines, k'maseyu b'chol. What was the Gemara talking about? We're talking about the Mishnah. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah on mem ches on the days. That every day of the 7 days of Yom Tov, every day of the 8 days of Yom Tov, they did nisach hamayim. They poured water onto one of the sefolim on the leftmost corner of the Mizbeach, the southwestern corner. Good. It said in the Mishnah that this applied all 7 days, or all 8 days, even if it was Shabbos. Well, Shabbos is not much of a problem. You're just pouring the water, no iser there. However, they brought the water from the Mei Shiloach, and from the Mei Shiloach to the Beis HaMikdash, there was a problem of carrying on Shabbos, and therefore it said in our Mishnah, "Kimaseyu b'chol kach maseyu b'Shabbos elishoyim emale me erev Shabbos." They filled up from erev Shabbos a chovyes shel zahav. Chovyes is a barrel of gold, she'ena mekudeshes, which was not mekudesh. In other words, it did not have the status of a kli shoreis. It was an ordinary barrel, except for the fact that it was made out of gold and not made out of wood or other material. And they took for the Mei Shiloach, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. They put in a special lishka, and the next morning they would use it for purposes of the nisach hamayim. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is bothered by why did they have to fill up davka a chav yisheinim mekudeshes? Why couldn't they simply fill up a regular kli shareis? That's the Gemara's question.
Because
of lila. The answer that you're giving is, turn the amid for 1 second, the very top of the amid. See, ifsul balina, the first line.
Yes.
That's your teretz. And that's going to be the Gemara's first teretz. And we're going to see it's not that simple. And we're going to have three teretz. So, Freik Gemara, Vamai, nice and mekudeshes. Why don't you go and bring the water in a kli, which is mekudesh, a kli sharis? So now, Mr. Robert Friedlander says, I don't even understand the Gemara's kasha. We don't want it to become pasabalina. So to understand the Gemara's kasha, we're going to have to focus on the Rashi. There are two solid reasons why we could fill up the kli shoreis on Erev Shabbos and leave it overnight, and it would still not be pasabalina. And therefore the Gemara asks, so then why didn't we fill up a kli shoreis? Now what are the two solid reasons? Look, Rashi, v'amai nice mekudeshes. Three lines from the bottom. Because kedaite, beginning of the third line from the bottom. Ein hakli mekachin kedushas haguf the possibleina. We assumed as a premise that a kli shoreis is not mekadesh kedushas haguf to possibleina. LMK number one, daitoy shikachenu hakli. You have to go and say in advance, hinni muchan mezuman, I want that this kli shoreis should go and be mekadesh the water. If I don't say it, it is not automatic. You have to say something. See something, say something. You have to say, you have to think about it. You have to be mekadesh bedas. Oh, so that's kasha number one. Just go and fill up a regular kli shoreis and don't have das shikachenu akli. Leave the water in the kli and don't have that positive motivation, positive thought that the kiddush, that the kli shoreis should be mekadesh. And if you don't have that thought, then it won't become possible either, because it doesn't become kavish.
How does it actually know that the kli shoreis is not automatic?
That's going to be the next shikul gemara. We're going to see that. So that's the first premise of the question, that the gemara assumes salke daite, that a kli shoreis is not mekadesh unless you have a positive thought that it should become a positive kavana, that it should become kaddish. Oi, or another reason. As we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, a machloik is between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, what is the shiur of the nisach hamayim? According to Rabban, it's 3 lugin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 1 lug. And what did they carry those 3 lugin in? The Mishnah said at the outset, was a tzloichis. A tzloichis shel zahav. Tzloichis means a pitcher. I can take a pitcher of water. You know, it's a pitcher. Three loigin is not a huge amount. One loig is much, much smaller. Here we said the Mishnah take a chavius. A chavius is a barrel that might have had an ichvais. 50 loigin, 100 loigin, much, much more. And therefore, says Rashi, the other part of the Solka Daitach is that in Yesh Ben Yosef Mikashir, if you have so much more than the shear of three loigin, Ein Ru'i Mekli, Ve'ein Akli Mekadshan, She'ein Mekadshan El Aroi Lehen. The Klishoris can only imbue Kedusha if you have the normal shear. If you have this huge amount, exactly, three lugan and one lugan, but you have 50 lugan, it's not going to imbue 50 lugan with a Kedusha, because I don't need 50 lugan, I only need three. And so therefore, that's a double-barreled sword, double-barreled whatever, that the Gemara is
asking.
Shotgun.
It would be hard to lugan.
It would be hard to?
To lugan.
Hard to lugan.
To lugan.
To login. To login, yes.
The
login.
We have a principle that Chidus HaKodesh, that a Klisharis is Machshir Kabel Tumah, as Robert, I think, was saying, without any thought whatsoever. So
that's going to be one of the truths. Mm-hmm. We're working so far with the Havim. Okay. The Havim of the Gemara is pour the water on Erev Shabbos into Klisharis, and it will not become Kodesh to become ultimately possible Lina. What are the two reasons? Reason number one is because you have to have the intention of being Mekadosh, and this person should simply say, I'm not intending to be Mekadosh. Number two, even if he was intending to be Mekadosh, it's not going to become Kodesh because it's going to be overwhelmed by this huge shear of 50 Lugan when I only need three, and therefore the Klisharis won't be Mekadosh that amount.
Any amount even?
Zero. Kodesh. That's the Gemara's half minute. So therefore, fill up in the Kodesh. Therefore, the Gemara gives three answers. Answer number one, Omer Ze'iri, I disagree on both points. Number one, Kosavar Ein Shir Lamayim. What means Ein Shir Lamayim? Avad is the minimum shir that we have in our Mishnah, three lugan and one lugan. But there's no maximum shear. If you want it, and therefore you can go and pour 20 lugan or 50 lugan. Since you can pour as much as you want, then the klisharis would be mekadesh all of those lugan. That's why I didn't put into a klisharis. And another reason, you said klisharis ain't mekadesh el vidas. No, Ziri says klisharis mekadesh el vidas. As soon as you put the water in, whether you like it or not, it's mekadesh. It happens automatically. And therefore, says Imar, the Mais Mikudesh, if you're going to bring these 50 lugin in this big chavius, it will become kodesh. And therefore, since it will become kodesh, and you're not going to use it until the next morning, you're going to use it only after Aloy Shachar, says Rashi, it's just like a murim, that if you didn't put the murim on the Mizbeach until Aloy Shachar, it becomes possible lina. What is going to be possible lina? That's why they put the water in a regular standard barrel and not in a klisharis. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Chizkiya Amar, klisharis ein mekadshin ela midas. Chizkiya agrees to the second part, the klisharis ein mekadshin ela midas. However, he disagrees with Ze'iri on the first point, and he says, avada, you could bring a raya from our Mishnah that yesh shir lamayim, not like the Ze'iri said. Ze'iri said, Kosova ain't shir lamayim. Remember, the double premise was, number one, yesh shir lamayim, and since there's a shir, if you put in too much, nothing happens. And number two, the second half of minna was that the klishoris is only mekadesh midas. Says Chizkiya, I agree with one point, but not with the second point. Chizkiya, I'm a klishoris ain't mekadesh midas. That I agree with. You have to have das. But vis-a-vis the shear, you don't have to say like Ze'iri. You can always even hold yesh shear lamayim. And therefore, if you hold yesh shear lamayim, it's not going to become kodosh. So if it's not going to become kodosh, then go and fill up a klisharis. It's not going to become kodosh because you're putting in 50 lugan instead of 3 lugan. The problem is that people are going to say that it was ledas, meaning that since it says klisharis ein mekadshin ela midas, okay, you and I know that the gizvarim in the Beis Hamikdash, they know the halacha kaharim's reason, hey, and therefore they're not going to be mekadesh midas, but the amachin won't know, and they'll think that it was niskadesh midas, and they're going to say, hey, look, They're using the Nisach HaMaim that was poured in from Erev Shabbos and was Niskadish in the Kli Shoris, and they don't know about the fact that it's only Mekadish Midas and the Kahanim didn't have the Kavanah. They'll think that they have the Kavanah.
What about if it's an oversized barrel and not going to be, you know, a hecker in that way?
So let's look at Rashi. Chizki Omar. Habadi Matzis L'Mishma Mino the Ein Shilamayim. I agree with you on your first point, Ze'iri, that Ein Shilamayim, meaning that even if it has 50, they can all become Kadosh. Avol Kiddush Lo Midas Lo Yishamina Mino. That second part of the Kiddush Lo Midas that you cannot derive. With Tamid Masizin Lo Mais Mekudeshes. So Ibazoi, bring in a Kli Shoris, since Ein Shilamayim can become Kadosh. So Ibazoi, I'm sorry, Ein Shilamayim that would allow to become Kadosh. But if you're not Mekadosh Midas, there's no problem. The problem is that people, the man the chazilu, the mocher, the shakl who mitoich kli sharis kasavar, ladas shikachim clean it nu by miyasma. They assume that it was put in midas. But even ain't shilamayim, since ain't shilamayim, like Ze'iri said, and therefore any amount, even 50, 100, could become kadosh. Even ain't shilamayim, kachim akli. And people say, oh, it's menasach. Shema mina ein lina moyelis benesachim and afka mina churba. So we started off with two premises of yeshir lamayim, and that klishoris is mikadish, is not mikadish elam kein midas. So go and pour it into the klishoris. So Ze'iri said, I disagree with both points. Number one, ein shir lamayim, therefore it will be mikadish. And number two, you don't need midas. It'll happen even shloim midas. And so therefore, said the Gemara, the oil is going to become possible. Chizki says, I agree with Ze'iri on the first part of Ein Shilamayim, and therefore it could become Niskadish. However, I disagree with him on the second point. I hold the Klishoris are only Mekadish Midas. So Ibazoi, just don't be Mekadish Midas. People will think with Das is Kachu. Yeah.
If a word what people are going to misunderstand, if a flask of gold is being used to bring the water,
yeah,
people will think, I mean, typically people don't use gold as a material for pitchers and flasks.
Right.
It's very expensive.
Exactly.
When they see gold, they'll think it's a cliché.
Exactly.
So
but that's Chizkiah's point. That's the Gezeira. People see, oh, they brought the water in a cliché.
No, but we're saying is we brought it in a
chavis.
When you see Zav, they're going to say a Chavis Shazav. This is it's a Klisharis. So they're going to think it is because it's Zav. You don't put water in a
Klisharis. There should be goes to that as well.
No, I'm saying is if you're worried about people misunderstanding,
I understand.
Then don't put it in something of gold. And the Nisbamak Mashiris. And the Nisbamak Mashiris, but they'll say. Right, the same, but they'll say, but a Chavis is gold. It must be a Klisharis. I mean, you don't make a Chavis.
But
it's you're worried about misapprehensions. There's no greater misapprehension than having gold.
I think a gold, the fact that they're using a gold barrel as opposed to a gold pitcher, people will realize that this is not a klisharis, because you don't need such large containers for the Beis Hamikdash.
The Minchah of 60 Sarah was enormous.
Yeah.
And you did a big.
That was 60 Sarahim. That was a solid. That was not a liquid. It wasn't a barrel. Anyway, apparently that the Gemara considers that not to have been a concern. You only have to worry about what the Chum thought at that time as a concern, and apparently they thought that was not a matter that people get confused about. But that was Chizkiah. And now we have the third text. Amr Abiyani, Amr Abzeira, Afilat Tema, Yesh Shir Lamayim. Even if you're going to learn like we learned initially, that there is a Shir Lamayim, and since there's a Shir Lamayim, the Klisharis will not be Mekadosh. And even if you're going to go and say Klisharis a Mekadosh El Midas. In other words, like the two premises that we started off with, that there's no way that the klisharis can be mekadesh this water. Why? Number one, because it has too much yeshir lamayim, and therefore the only time that I would be concerned about the kiddush if it was only 3 lugan, but since there are 50 lugan, none of it's going to become kaddish. And klisharis and mekadesh el midas, klisharis, you have to have a positive kavana, it won't be mekadesh. So therefore, why don't you go and put it into a klisharis? The reason is because I'm afraid if we're going to go and fill up your normal sloichis shells of, people will say that this was meant for the kiddush adayim raglayim of the kohen gadol. Why of the kohen gadol? Because right before Sukkot, 4 or 5 days before, is the famous Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. And back in Masechta Yuma, we learned that the kohen gadol had to do 5 kiddush adayim raglayim throughout the day.
My apologies.
10 kiddush adayim raglayim throughout the day. Did he have to rush back and forth to the kiyar? And the answer is no, he did not. But rather, they filled up a special kitoin shazov, and they used that for the kohen gadol to go and wash his hands throughout the day. Presumably, that was a very large amount of water, because you're talking about kiddush adayim viraglayim, 10 times a day. Only in Yom Kippur. So now, with the concern, says Rabbi Yane Omer Abzeira, is that when people saw that they filled up this huge chavis made out of gold, full of water, people were not present when they filled it up on Erev Yom Tov. People will think that this water is still the same water that they used for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And they know that that water has to be Mayim Mikudashim, because for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, you have to take the water either from the Kiyar, which was Mikudish as a result of Meshicha, at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Moshech it with Shemen.
It was a Kli Sharis.
Or it had to have another Kli that was a Kli Sharis, similar to the Kiyar, that they were Mekadosh. So people are seeing such a huge quantity, they're not thinking that we're using this for the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, they're thinking that these are the waters from that they filled up for the Kohen God already days ago, and guess what? They're still using it now, even though several days have passed.
And
therefore, this Lena. That's why they didn't go and put it into a Kli Sharis, which has Kedusha. They put it into a barrel which had no Kedusha. Let's look at the Rashi. Rabbi Yane Omar. Rashi's 4 or 5 lines into the narrow line. Rabbi Yane Omar. Afilu teme yeshir lamai. How could it be a charba if Yeshir Lamayim, everybody knows, only 3 lugin, 1 lug, not 50 lug? The Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, the Kohen Gadol Mol they filled up this barrel for the Kohen Gadol. The Kiddushim Rekli, and they were Mekadoshim. Shei Mekadoshim, Yadayim Raglayim, Amayim Kudoshim. Everybody knows you have to have Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from Tumi the Kiyar. The Nimshach, She Nimshach, B'Shem Namishcha. Who Mekadosh is name of, and makes their waters Kaddish. Name the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The Av Kiddin Shazov, Shei Yoysen, the Kvodi Shul Kohen Gadol, the Kaddish in many Yod of Aragla of Kiramrin, the Mesedi Yuma Perik, Torah Bekalki. Also that Kiddush Shamayim, also the Kiddush Hoyah. The reason why they filled up this large klish was for kiddush adayim raglayim, for less lahu shiura, and there's no shiur. I mean, the amount that you need your adayim raglayim for 10 times, it's a large quantity. Shafilu have a kuf lugin, even if there's 100 lugin, ruuyim heim likli, they are ra'uy that they should all be niskadish. There's no shiur when it comes. Even if there's a shiur for nisach hamayim to pour on the Seifel, in the Seifel, on the Mizveh. But there's no shiur for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. The Kohen Gadol may want to have big shiur. Can't let go for looking. Meniskachu. V'chi chozin menaschel hu. When they're menaschel, the water, omla. Hey, lina meyalas menaschel. And they're going to go and say, ah, there's no such thing as lina. You see, this water is over here from Yom Kippur still. Huge quantity, and it's kadosh. Ain't lina. Anyway, so bottom line is, all 3 terutzim address the initial 2 premises of the Gemara. Zairi disagreed with both premises, not Yeshir Lamayim and Klishoris and Mekadish only Midas, but Fakert ain't Shir Lamayim and Klishoris Mekadish Shulay Midas, even automatically. He disagreed on both, and that's why you can't put in the Klishoris, because it's going to become possible. You know? Chizkiya says, I agree with one of the 2 reasons. They ain't Shir Lamayim, but you cannot bring the Raya of Kiddush Shulay Midas. The reason why I'm nervous over here is because of the Gezeira. And the Biani Amrav Zeira says, no, I agree with the first 2 premises of the Gemara. Yes, Shir Lamayim, and normally the water would not become Kadosh because you only need 3 look and a half, 50 look. And normally a Klisharis is Mekadish, ain't Mekadish El Midas, only if you do Midas. So he says, "So what's the problem?" So he used a kli sharis. It's a gzeira. People will say, "Oh, all of the lugin in this barrel have become kodesh." You know why they all became kodesh? Because it was meant for kiddush adayim raglaim. In kiddush adayim raglaim, you have to have a kli sharis, and a kli sharis is mekadesh it. And it was midas because they intended it for the kohen gadol. Therefore, people make that mistake. So you especially go and put it into a kli which is not mekudesh, so you should not have a problem of lina overnight.
With the kiyor, we hear that Ben Kitur made that mukni.
That's right.
And people aren't worried there. They know that there are precautions the Kohanim are making.
Exactly. They're only worried about the Kitun Shozov. That's why we didn't put into a Kitun Shozov for the Nisach HaMayim. We put it into that Chavi Shozov.
So for appearance's sake,
yeah.
You need to have put them over the barrel, right?
You have to put them over the barrel. That's right. And we continue on with the Gemara at the end of the mission. Said Nishbacha in the Skald. So if the water spilled out, or if it became Giloy, if it became revealed, so we're worried about the Eres Shel Nochosh, the poison of a snake. Frank Timor Bamai, Lever Bimasanadis. I have a good answer. If you find in the morning, you come into the Lishka where the barrel was, and then you look and say, "Oh no, there's no cover over it, it's terrible, what are we gonna do?" Says Imara, what's the problem? Let me see. Go put it now through a sieve and get out whatever venom there might be.
You see, they filter the water in the Yamimahim.
Exactly.
That's in our times.
But only when they thought that there was venom in it. So the one of the liquor Nechem Yelchayid, the mission doesn't go there, Nechem Yelchayid, and the Bryce and the Samenes, Yeshboy Mishum, Giloy, the Tanakhama says, even if you have a sieve, it doesn't help. Because after all, a sieve lets water go through, and it lets possibly venom go through. So even with the Mesenes, it doesn't help. So our Mishul Chari goes like that, Mani Yomar. Because Omer Nechem, you know, Amos Abizman Shachtoyne Megula, Abizman Shachtoyne Mechusa, Avu Mishul Yoyne Megula, Aimba Mishum Giloy. Rem Nechemia says the types of sieves that we're talking about in the times of Chazal had two parts to them. They had the upper part and they had the lower part, and therefore it depends on which of the two parts was left over open overnight, says Nechemia. If the bottom part is Megula, then we're in trouble. Because that means that the water that went into that Tachtoina has possibly venom in it, because the snake, whilst nobody was looking, went into the Tachtoina water, because it was Megula, and might have left some venom there. As long as the bottom of the Mesenenes was covered the whole time, even if the upper part was open and there is liquid there, I don't have to worry about the Giloy. Why? When you're going to pour from the Elyoina through the sieve onto the Tachtoina, guess what will happen with that Eris? It's like a sponge that saf that it's all going to float on the top of the sieve. It's going to coagulate or get together, and it's not going to go through the holes. And therefore, this is a very successful way of filtering the water. So it's no problem. So why does our Mishnah say there is a problem? Is the Chayyim Mishnah doesn't go contra Nechemia? Could go to the joint. If you or I want to drink from the water, says Nechemia, I have an eitzah toy, but just see where there's water in the Elyoina or the Tachtoina. Would you go and serve the Gvoya to the Boynishlo? You're going to go and serve water that had venom in it that was afterwards solved and we removed it through a filter? This pasuk is referring to if you were to bring a behema balmum for a carp. The lashon of the pasuk is if you're going to bring, for instance, a piseach or a choyle, an animal which has obvious blemishes, are you going to bring that for a present, the gavoya, for a carbon? Hakrivein lefafecha secha. A pachas is like a sar, like a minister, like a hagantza chushila, political figure, a member of the nobility. Would you go and bring him such a defective present Oh, it's okay. The animal, only 1 foot is missing. It could have been 2 feet missing. You should be happy it's only 1 foot. Or it's blinded in one eye. Come on. That's the type of present he gives to a bacha. So, thank you. If you would bring this to a pachas, would he be noisy? Would he even look at you? He would say, get out of here. That's not the type of present you bring me. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same way, you bring a carbon that's Mikdash, don't bring something defective. Here too, even though they took the venom out, if you're having a king visit you at home, would you go and say, king, I have here some water for you. You have nothing to worry about. It's not true. There was venom in it this morning, but I already filtered it 3 times and now it's all clear. Do you think that the king is going to want to drink from it? Come on. So therefore, even according to Mechem, you don't give him the gift. Yeah.
I remember we mentioned that one of the reasons at least because if we take out the venom, it's going to be chosir from
the shear.
Correct. The shear.
Correct.
How come this is not mentioned now? Why was it mentioned in the Mishnah? I believe
Rashi didn't say in the Gemara. It didn't say the Mishnah itself, but Rashi on the Mishnah said because of the shear. That was built into the Gemara's original kasha. Gemara said, you can have niskalza, this giloy. What's the problem with giloy? That you have in it venom. So if you want to buy my misanenis, go and pour it through misanenis and get out all of the venom. If you'll be a shortage of water, you'll add a little bit of water and then you'll have enough for your minimum of the 3 lugan or the 1 like. That's implicit in the Gemara's kasha. Take out the bad, fill up the good, and the water will be great. Why do you have to spill it out altogether? Says he,
actually, nothing is missing. If the venom coagulates, it's beyond the loop or the 3 loop.
Right.
You didn't take away anything from the water.
Yeah,
because you only took away the surface.
You're right. But Rashi said in the Mishnah that the Nochash drinks a little bit of the water and he leaves over the venom instead. So now I got a problem. I have a chaser. So the Gemara is assuming we have 2 problems. You have the giloy problem, well, that we can take care of. But you have the chaser. The Gemara is assuming you would add a little bit of water.
But I didn't mention here.
Gemara didn't. Just like in the snake is going to drink from it, it's going to be chaser. Here's also chaser minasef. You're right. The Gemara should have mentioned this. That you have to fill it up. If we look back at the Rashi in the Mishnah. Shayan v'mayim megulim.
Last Rashi.
Chashin and shem eshosim in nochesh ve'eres mur ben v'nimtzah she'ena menasach mayim kishur. She'er eres mashal mishur. So now remember, we're not talking about the original because the Sloichi Shulzav, as soon as they took it from the Meishi Eloich, then they used it immediately. In other words, they sent out the Gizbar 10 minutes before we're going to be Menasech, the Karben Tomei Shul Shachar, 15 minutes, half an hour. He brought the Meishi Eloich, he brought the water in. There's no possibility of Gilui. Here we're talking about from Erev Shabbos. And we're talking about they filled up a barrel with 50 loyim. So we do have involved in here a certain amount of eretz. So the concern is that I'm going to use that now for the nisach on the mizbeach. I'm going to go and pour out 3 lugan. The 3 lugan will have in it a half of an ounce of venom instead of 3 lugan of water, and we have 2.9 lugan. So the Gemara says, let's go and clear it out with the misanenes, and now when I pour, there won't be any venom left, and I'll pour out 3 lugan, and I'll have the full amount. So I won't have to have a problem. So I won't have to add from another source. I'll have from the large barrel, I'll pour out 3 lugan after I misanen, after I fill it.
So it goes from the, I mean, well, that was unclear, the name of the Rashi, take from the Zofi Sozahav, brought it in there, and then you poured it into
the two Safalim. One for Yayin and one for Mayim.
It seemed like Joseph that he poured it from there to something else. Right.
Another clue? Okay, on to Mishnah. Hadalach Lulav Arab. This, we're now into the final parak of Masechta Sukkah, and this Hecholil is really just a quote from the Mishnah that we had at the beginning of Lulav Arab. You remember Lulav Arab, we started off and it had 6 days and 7 days, and then we said the same thing applies to all the other halachas in the Mishnah. Let's go back to Mem Beis Amid Beis. That was the first Mishnah in our previous parak. Lulav Arab, Shisha Mishiva. Halva Simcha Shmoyin. Sukkah v'nisach hamayim shiva. Now hecholil chamisha v'shisha. And the case of the lulav arava was explained in the first mishnah, and then the halav v'simcha was another mishnah, and the nisach hamayim was the mishnah we just finished, and now we're on to the cholil chamisha v'shisha.
Why is this a separate paragraph? It feels like it's
because there's so much more material. All the others was one daf. Here, from Nun to Nun Vav, we're talking about 5, 6 lines.
Okay.
And I wasn't misunderstood anyway, but I'm just speculating that's the reason. Hechol chamisha v'shisha. 5 or 6 days. Now, why 5 or 6 days? We have altogether 7 days of Yontif. Of the 7 days of Yontif, 1 day of Yontif will certainly be Yontif. The other 6 days is Cholamoed. Now, if Shabbos coincides with Yontif, then I have 6 days where I can go and blow the Chalil. Chalil is a beautiful flute. I can do that for 6 days if Yontif and Shabbos coincide. But what happens if Yontif is the first day of Yontif? And Shabbos is one of the days of Cholamoed, so then I'm missing 2 days. So then I can only blow the Chalil on 5 days, and not on 6 days, and not on 7 days. Zok, the Mishnah, Zeh HaChalil, Shobeis HaShe'eva, this is the Cholil that they played at the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. And, says the Mishnah, in Ein Adoich HaLeis HaShabbos HaLeis HaYomtif, you can only play this on Cholamoed, not on Shabbos, not on Yomtif. That's why the maximum number of days you can play the Chalil will be 6 days, and in many years it will only be 5 days.
This is only in Mikdash.
In the Beis Mikdash. But of course, I don't have to tell you that, like you have today, the Simchas Mishaeva was celebrated in many places, but this Chalil in particular that we are talking about in the Mishnah was in the Beis Mikdash.
It was accompanying the Nisach HaMayim, and the Nisach HaMayim happened on Shabbos.
Why is it didn't happen in the time of Nisach HaMayim. We're going to talk about in the other days, when did this take place? We're going to see Mitzvah Shomshali. First, we have a machlokes what the proper girsa is in our Mishnah. Our girsa, of course, is Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. But there was another girsa, Simcha Beis HaChashuva. Dr. Yimara, Omer Marzutra, Manda Tony Sheva Le Mishtabish, Manda Tony Chashuva Le Mishtabish. Both of these versions are correct versions. There is no mistake. Manda Tony Sheva Le Mishtabish, Echsev, Ushaftim, Mayim, Besasai. The Sheva Sheva is done with Sasai, and by blowing the Chalil, you add to the happiness, the Simcha, the merriment. So, Sheva is the proper term. Omer Manda Tony Chashuva Le Mishtabish, Omer Rav Nachman, Mitzvah Chashuvahi. The purpose of the She'eva is to do the Nisach HaMayim. And the Nisach HaMayim is going to be poured into the Sefer. And the Sefer is going to go down to the Shitin. And we learned yesterday, Nima, the Shitin, according to the Rabbanan, go all the way down to the core of the earth, and they were created at the very outset. Bereishis, Bara Shis, we had yesterday in Nima. So therefore, this is a chazad of a choshuv. Tap Rashi, Misheshes may Bereishis, the Omrin Liel, Shitin Nibru Misheshes may Bereishis, the Kabel Hanesachim. So when you are pouring the Nisach HaMayim, you're not just pouring some water, big deal, some spilled water. No, no, this is something that goes all the way back to the beginning of the world. It's Tonerbat. Hecholil Doiche Es HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. The Chalil is Doiche Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, they played the flute. The Chachamim Oimrim Af Yontif Eina Doiche. It's not Doiche Shabbos or Yontif. Now on the surface, the Chachamim is exactly the same as the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also said the Chalil is not Doicha Shabbos and not Doicha Yontif, and that's why it's only 5 or 6 days. And Rabbi Yehuda obviously disagrees. The Chalil is Doicha even Shabbos, and so therefore, before we continue the Gemara, we could assume that the Halacha of our Mishnah is totally in this Machlokes. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he said, no, Chalil you can use the entire 7 days. Amar Rabbi Yosef, you have a big, big mistake. Machloikis b'shir shol karbon. Rabbi Yosef sabr ikashir b'kli v'avoidi v'doichas haShabbos. Rabbanan sabr ikashir b'peh v'avoidi v'ein v'doichas haShabbos. Avashir shol she'eva, meaning our Mishnah, divrei hakol simchihi v'ein v'doichas es haShabbos. What Rabbi Yosef is saying is, our Mishnah is according to everybody, because the Shisho She'eva is not an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a Shechita. It's just the playing of music. It's simcha. Simcha is a gewaltige Sache, but it doesn't rise to the level of being doiche Shabbos or Yom Tov like we had in our Mishnah. Now, what does this mean? The cholil shel karban, the cholil that they had b'shas the shir shel karban. So we're going to see the Rashi shortly. Rashi tells us in the Sechtes Erchin, it says that when they brought the karbanos, and specifically under normal circumstances, when they poured the yayin, the nisach yayin, as you know, they poured the nisach yayin every single day, only nisach shalmayim, with the oila and the shlamim. All oilas and all shlamims had the nisach yayin. The chatas and the osham did not have nisach hayayin. An oila and shlomim had nisach hayayin. So every morning, the tomit shoshachat was an oila. They had nisach hayayin and they had the shir. Now, what was the shir? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, number one, the Levim sang, and in fact, among the Levim, they would divide between the Meshorim and the Shoarim. Meshorim means those that were able to sing, the singers, and those that were not able to sing, and therefore they didn't join in the singing, but they joined in opening and locking the doors and the gates of the Beis Hamikdash every day. So you had the Meshorim, and in addition to that, you had people that played the musical instruments at the time of the shir. What instruments did they play? Typically, on a daily basis, they use kinoiros and nevolim and mitzotayim. Kinoiros, nevolim, and mitzotayim. What are those? Typically, those are defined as harps and lyres. Lyres, L-Y-R-E. I'm not lying, Rabbi said, L-O-I-R-E. And the third one is mitzotayim, the tambourines. Like you had by Miriam, they say, at the time of the Kriyas Yamsuf, Shkoyach. That was on a regular daily basis. 12 times a year, they also blew the chalil, the flute. Apparently, this was considered to be really majestic, really special, extraordinary. They only used the chalil 12 times a year. What were those 12 times a year? So the Mishnah in Masechtas Erchin and the Gemara there explains all days that were goymer bo es halel min haTorah. Which days are we going to buy Sahal and Torah? 10 days. Sukkot, all 7 days. All 8 days of Sukkot. 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, is 8 days of Sukkot. First day of Pesach, because starting from the second day, or starting from Chol HaMoed here in Chutz La'aretz, we only have half Hallel, not the whole Hallel. And on Shavuos. So you have Min HaTorah, you have altogether 8 plus 1 plus 1, 10 days of your Goymer Bar Sahal. What is the 12 days? In addition to that, the Erev Pesach, at the time that they shechted the Karban Pesach, where they also said Gantz Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as on Pesach Sheni, when they went and shechted the Karban Pesach, then too, they had full Hallel. So on those 12 days, not only did they have the Nevolim and Kinoris and Mitzotayim, but they also had the Chalil. And when did they play the Chalil? At the time of the Nisach Hayayim. And therefore, that's why it's called the Shir Shel Karban, because it's played at the time that the Karban is being brought. So what's the machloikis now, whether this Chalil is Doicha Shabbos or not? In other words, if one of those 12 days falls out on Shabbos, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Chalil is Doicha Shabbos. I don't care that it's Shabbos, I do care, but I blow the Chalil anyway. The Chum says, no, not Doicha. So what's the machloikis? Zog to Yimar, machloik b'Shir Shel Karban, Rabbi Yosef Sober, Iker Shira b'Kli. The Iker Shira is with a Kli, meaning with the musical instruments. Va'avoidi is v'chan avoida. Avoida is v'chan Shabbos. Rabban and Sabri, Iker Shira is b'peh, with your mouth. V'lav avoidi. V'chan doicha es ha-Shabbos. Therefore, it's not doicha Shabbos. But the Shir Shot She'eva, everybody agrees that's not a major avoida. When did the Shir Shot She'eva take place? As we'll see in Rashi, not at the time of Nisach HaMayim, and not at the time of Nisach HaYayim. Took place at night, when they were celebrating the tremendous Simcha of the She'eva. So let's see the Rashi now.
You should not be.
Yes.
You should not be Mechalil Shabbos.
You should not be Mechalil Shabbos. Ah! I love you. Continue on. Let's see Rashi. Second line from the top. The Shir Shel Karban. You know, Shelley, all of your comments are music to my ears. Shir shel carbon. Second line from the top. Look, Rashi. The chalil hamakah lefnei hamizbeach. The chalil that's makah. Makah is an interesting term. I can understand today when they bang on the drums, they call it makah. Rashi and Erchin says the reason why chalil hamakah is because, for those of you that know how to blow a flute, and even if you don't know, you put, of course, in your mouth and it has all those holes, and the only way it produces music, if you go and press your finger down on each one of the holes. That's called makah. You're makah be'etzbo'oi on the holes. So the chalil hamakah lefnei hamizbeach b'shas nisuch, skip the parentheses, b'shas nisuch hayayim l'tomit shel shachar. The Leviim would stand there on the Dukhan. The Oymen, they would say the Shir, typically the Shir shall Yoim. V'hachalil makel lefneim, and you would play the Chalil when the Yud base Yoim Bashara 12 days a year. Hachalil makel lefneim mizbeach. In addition to all the other musical instruments, v'ein Oymen Shir on mizbeach el aliyayin. K'namrin and Hasam, it's got to be aliyayin. The Gemara learns it from Pesukim. That's where the machlokes is. Now, what's the machlokes? It's actually that whether it's doicha Shabbos or not, whether the chalil is doicha Shabbos. He holds a kashira bepesh, a korban tzibur toin shir men hatoyra. We learn it from a number of psukim. The summer of Yosi, Ikra Shir, Eine Elim Kein Chalil, Mak Imashir. The real Shir is only if you hear that Chalil. The Kinoiris in the volume, Hakol Kemin Namafurisham. Because there in the Mishnah tells us how many Kinoiris. This was two and this was four, and this is all different numbers in the Sechus Erchid. Hilkach Avoidi, Chavoida, Vachihech, the Tomid, Doicha Shabbos. Just like you shech the carbon Tomid, that's Doicha. So then the Shir Shaloi, the shear is not something independent. That's part and parcel of bringing the carbon tamid. And just like the carbon tamid is doicha Shabbos, the shear is doicha Shabbos. And if Yom Tov falls down on Shabbos, the chalil is doicha Shabbos, because that's part of the avoda. If you hold this part of it, but if you hold this ikashir v'peh, halvim oim mashir dvar yom v'yom, goyim Hashem oritzum loya v'rishon, like we do, god Hashem amul al b'sheini b'chein kulam, like we have in the siddur, u'mishab she'yevshel l'chalil ein edoicha. Why? She'ein kli shir ha-mitzvah l'kam yothim tamay v'kroy. The shir is not the shir of the kli. Is just an additive to make it sound even nicer. If you have a beautiful chazan, you don't need the clay shir, but the shir can obviously enhance his voice, make it more dramatic and up and down, as we all know. But the ikar shir is bepeh, that the Leviim are singing the shir, and therefore the kli is not essential, and therefore it's not doicha es hashabbos. But that's all if you're talking about the shir of the avoida, the shir shel karben. But now we're talking about the shir shel she'eva. Now, when was the shir shel she'eva? When is the chalil and amishal? Well, what are we talking about? So, Rashi, avu shir shel she'eva. Shehoye kol halayla agansenach tam gefidelt and matkishpielt and that matkizinyan, and they were playing on the flute, etc. Al malis a yordis me'ezus yisrael the ezus nashim on the various steps going down from one azor to the other. Kintori masisim al vim the kinoris with the volume, as we're going to learn in Miyat Hashem in tomorrow's Mishnah and further on throughout our Perek. That chalil kuli al moida, that's not an avoida. That, of course, enhances the simcha that we all have of the nisach hamayim, which is so essential. It goes all the way back to sheishim beibreishis of the mishkan avoyda. Since mishkan avoyda, says Rabbi Yosef, everybody agrees it's not doicha Shabbos and not doicha yomtiv, like we learned in our Mishnah.
I'm surprised they were doing this on Malot, but yeah, they had these torches. I thought they were bringing it up from the.
There. Is this Nashim?
No, it's from the Meshulach.
Right.
That's where they were dancing with the torches and this and that.
We're going to have more mentioned. There's going to be a whole parak full of Mishnayos. The shear that we're talking about in our Mishnah is specifically in the base of the Mishnah. Right.
It's more simple.
Anyway, back to Gemara.
So on Shabbos and Yontif, the Levim, they had the Tomei Shal Shachar. According to the Chachamim, the Levim would just sing, they wouldn't have any accompanying instruments.
That's correct.
That's
On Shabbos. Yes. Amr Rav Yosef bin Arminat. So now Rav Yosef says, that obviously when we started the Braisa off, we thought that the Machloikis is directly the Machloikis of the Halach of our Mishnah. And if you said, no, the Machloikis is Shish of Karbin, but the Halach of the Shish of Sheiv, everybody agrees. Where did Rav Yosef take this from? Rav Yosef and I'm in the Bahop League, how do I know that that's the essential Machloikis where the Ikashir is Bepeh? Or Ikashira is Bekli the Sanya. I have a similar machloikas. Kli Sharish Ason Shel Eight. What happens if I made a Kli Sharish? Any Kli Sharish in the base of English, instead of making it out of metal, I made it out of wood. Rabbi Pais Rabbi says, no good, disqualified, it's not a Kli Sharish. Rabbi Yois Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir, he said, it is kosher, you can use it for Kli Sharish. My Rabbi Hakami, what's the machloikas? Man de machshir sober ikar shira bekli. The ikar shira is bekli. The alfinan me avuva de Moshe. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a beautiful flute that was called the avuva. Maybe it was slightly different than the flute. Maybe that's why I had a different reason. That's why I had a different name. Or maybe it was exactly the same thing, and these are synonyms. Well, maybe one is Hebrew, one's Aramaic. But the point is that in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they used to go and play the musical instrument called the avuva. And
Moshe Rabbeinu,
not Moshe Rabbeinu himself, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in his times, they played the avuva, and this avuva was made out of reeds and out of wood, and they use this in the Mishkan. Okay, so the one that's machshir says ikashir b'kli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the shir shall dafke be at the time that you're bringing the carbon. You have to have a shir at the same time, and that shir has to be dafke b'kli. So it's part of the avoda, and it's toich Shabbos, and we learn it from avuva the Moshe. What does that mean? That just like the avuva the Moshe was a kli shares. How do I know it was a kli shares? Because it was part of the avoda ikashir b'kli. And since Avuva Moshe was made out of reeds and wood, so you can make any kli shares out of wood. Same material, same thing. Or my apostle said, no. So the ikashir is bepeh. The ikashir that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it should be bepeh and not b'kli. But we are feeding the Avuva Moshe, because the Avuva Moshe was not a kli shares. It was enhancement to the shir of our father. It sounded beautiful. Everybody said, oh, Kibaldik, but the mice is not part of the avodah, so it wasn't a kli shares, and therefore you cannot learn other kli shares from Avuva the Moshe, because it's an ishka kli shares. It's just a stomach kli. Is the chayyim the same machloikis that we just said now that Rav Yosef said in the Braisa before? Everybody agrees ikashir is bikli. So let's learn from Moshe Rabbeinu's avuva that a kli sharis is allowed to be wood, just like Moshe Rabbeinu's avuva was made out of wood, it was made out of reeds, and they used it. It's a kli sharis, and ikashir is bikli. So let's learn from that. Machloikis is whether you can learn something which is possible from something which is impossible. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, it brings from the Gemara in Masechtas Erchin, that they had this beautiful flute, it really sang beautifully, played beautiful music, and then someone came up with a wonderful idea. You know what? You look at the flute, it looks so plain and just a piece of wood. We should enhance it. We should go and make a plating of gold. And they took this beautiful flute, put a beautiful plating of gold from the outside, and then the same flute meister, the same flute player, blew into it and had a terrible, terrible sound. Instead of having that beautiful, pleasant sound that it had until now, it had this heavy-duty metal sound. And really, people said, oh, they're so ugly. So what do you think they did? So they removed the tzipoy. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though the avuva de Moshe was made out of eight, mazel tov. That's because you have to make it out of eight. You cannot make it from another material. If you make it out of gold or silver or copper, it's going to sound terrible. Nobody's going to want to listen to this chalil. And therefore, it's e'efshir to make it out of metal. You have to make it out of eight. But don't learn from that to other klisharsen, where you can make it out of metal. And so therefore, that's the machloikis. Do you dan efshir, mishi efshir, or the klisharsen which you can make out of metal? From the avuva de Moshe, which you cannot make out of metal, doesn't the guns
Aron was plated in gold. Was the shulchan plated in gold also entirely, or just the upper part?
Was the shulchan plated in gold? I don't remember offhand. We'd have to check. But kli sharis usually is not referring to the kelim; it's usually referring to the mizrakos and the other things like that. You can learn the possible from the impossible. In other words, just like the Avuv the Moshe was made out of eights. It's true. You're right. You couldn't make it out of metal, but fine. But the mice is made out of eight, so therefore any cliche is made out of eight. Among the apostles, so well, even after Mishi after this, you couldn't make it out of metal. Anything else you can make it out of metal. The boy said, "No, I'm just the alma the kashira is bepeh. The ain't done after Mishi after." So Ibazoi, so why is there machloikis now where the cliche is can be made out of?
I don't understand.
Efsha means that we're trying to find a role model for all of the other kelim in the Beis Hamikdash and try to determine whether you can make them out of eights or not. So somebody came up and said, of course you can make it with eights. I remember the flute that was used in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu was made out of eights.
So it's Efsha.
True. that you can make the flute out of eights for sure. But can you make the flute out of metal?
No.
And the answer is no. Because if you make a flute out of metal, it has a terrible sound, and nobody's going to want to play it. So thank you.
Flutes are made out of metal. The symphony orchestra.
No, brass. I think they're brass, not out of gold.
I'm not a flute expert. I can just tell you that the Gemara tells us in the Sechtes Erchen that they were metzapa it with zohav. They put a gold plating, and it sounded terrible. So therefore, they had to remove it, and now it had vita again. It's pleasant sound. If you want to look at the Rashi, Ein Donim Efsha Mishi Efsha, shortly before the wide line. Do you have that over here? Ein Donim Efsha Mishi Efsha, around over here. You have Ein Donim Efsha Mishi Efsha? You have that?
Yes, I do.
Shar Kalim Efsha Shiyu Shel Makas. All the other clay shards of Beis Hamikdash can be made out of metal. The Hein Mechubadim. And each klishar is a dover mechubit, so it would make sense to make it out of metal. Hilkach mi menoira yofinalu. Let's learn it from menoira. V'loy mi ibov shel Moshe, not from the flute of Moshe. The hasam tayim meshem she efsher las shel matlas. You cannot make it out of metal. Kimefarish be'erche. Should suppose of they took the ibov shel Moshe, they took another flute and they plated it. V'loy hayikoy la'arav, it didn't have a pleasant sound anymore. Nitalo esipoy, they removed it v'yikoy la'arav, and then it was reinstated like it was originally, had a beautiful, beautiful sound. Oman the machshir sover don efshe mishi efshe to become mokem ashechon klishar is the eight. So everybody agrees that for a nice sounding flute, like in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, you needed to have it made out of eight. So it's e efshir to make it out of metal. The question is, all other klishares where it's efshir to make it out of metal, should you learn it from Ibov Shel Moshe? That no, you can make it out of eights as well, or do you say no? That's the sole exception to the rule. Everything has to be metal. The only one that is the chalil, the ibuv shel Moshe, because when you make it out of metal, it has a terrible sound. So the question is, can you learn one from it? So the Gemara is not telling the boy same the kuliyal ikashir is bepet veidan efshe mishi efshe. You cannot learn from Moshe Rabbeinu's ibuv. So everybody should hold it has to be made out of metal because klisharis have to be mechubadim. The machloik is that we do not learn it from flutes. We learn it from the menoira. Menoira, everybody knows the menoira shall zav. No, the question is, all the other klisharis have to be similar to menoira. Can they be made out of eights or not? It depends when you learn klal uprat klal or ribuy miut veribuy. Says Imar, Rabbi Dorish Kali Uprati, Rabbi Darshan's, Shelley, you wanted to share some brilliant thought with us.
Yeah, I'm a musician, so I can tell you that originally it was made out of wood or ivory or bone, but today it's made out of nickel, plated with silver.
You're talking about flutes?
Just a flute, yeah.
It's made out of nickel?
Yeah.
And does it sound good if you play with if you blow through it?
Well, you can make five cents.
Make 5 cents with a nickel. Very good. A very sensible comment. Let's continue on. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says we have a machlekes with a klal uprati klal or even me a very boy. He says the Gemara Rabbi Dorish klal uprati. How's the klal uprati? It says in the pasuk Vasisa menoiras zohav tohoir miksha tiyosa menoir. You make a menorah, chayr out of anything, right? And then the pasuk says, "Zohav tor." Oh no, got to be made out of gold. And then it says mikshat yosem anayra. You have to go and chisel it out from one large piece. Chozev a kolal. So have a klal uprat uklal. Iyat the tunnel can a prat. Whenever you have klal uprat uklal, you do a can a prat. Ma prat mafur shal matches of kol shal matches. The prat over here in this klal uprat uklal is zohav. The zohav is matches. So it's got to be ke'en aprat. It doesn't have to be mamish zohav, but ke'en aprat. So what's ke'en aprat? It's got to be made out of some sort of metal, if not gold, silver, copper, epis. It has to be made out of matches. That's why Rebbe said, klishoris, if you make it out of eights, is possible. Again, the same possible. Everything. Zohav tohar miyut. Oh, we're now excluding. Mikshut yosem anoyer chos v'riba, riba miyut v'riba, riba kol na'amar v'everything. But there's a miyut over here. So that miyut I use for one thing. My rabbi kovili, my miyut, miyut shel cheres. I'm going to exclude the least important or the most inferior type of kli. Most inferior is considered to be cheres. Earthenware, that's considered to be even more inferior than wood. So if the Torah is being my one thing, it's a my cheres, but eitz is good. Now this machleg is a klal uprat, the klal uriba, you have throughout Shas. It's rare for Rashi to explain the difference between one and the other, and if Rashi took the time to go and write it all out, I think we should take a look at it as well.
Good idea,
and you'll see it's very, very straightforward. It's a third of that middle wide line. Vachom meila menoyer meklok prati. Dr. Yomar is Dr. Rashi. Yesh shedoshin es ha-toyra. This is the fourth line. Yesh shedoshin es ha-toyra mechlal uprat. Yesh shedoshin oisem amidas ribui umiyat. Dr. Rashi. Hadoshin mechlal uprat mashmalei prat habo'acher klal pirushay shel klal. The way the prat uklal person learns, it says, v'nisim anoyras. If I stop at v'nisim anoyras, make it out of anything. I can make it out of paper. I can make it out of, I don't know, rubber bands. I can make it out of any material. It says the Torah, Zov Tohar. No. The menorah has got to be made out of Zov Tohar. Ein bechlal elamashe befrat. Hilkos says Rashi, klal uprat. Ein bechlal elamashe befrat. Only Zov Tohar, nothing else. Even something which is similar, even if you have a beautiful silver that looks just like white gold, and everybody says, wow, it's so beautiful. No good. The word means that the prat is the pirush, is the explanation, is the commentary on the menorah, on the klal. Mau klal hakol lemalu. What did I mean by sisa menorahs? When I'm telling you now, listen carefully. You want to make a menorah, it's got to be Zov Tohar. So that's it. So if it just says, Vasis menorah Zov Tohar, only gold, nothing more. Ein b'chal mashim b'frat. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu add now this mixture to Yosem menorah achar b'frat? V'lohoysev olav. It comes to be moisev other materials as well, but it doesn't open up the floodgates. Rather, b'dayach, it's enough. If you can add something which is similar, you can only bring marvin now things which are similar to the prat. That weren't nisrav initially, because initially we only had the prat, nothing more. That's period. So therefore, if I have only a klal and a prat, only the prat, nothing more, nothing less, prat. That's the definition of the klal. I'm adding now the new klal, it's to expand it. Sorry?
Why do we make a klal?
The second klal?
No, the first klal. It's klal prat.
You have to say what you're doing. You have to see some annoying.
You have a prat and klal.
Need a klal.
No, then you have a prat and klal. That's another one of the 13 nidos.
Now, why klal. Do I need a klal if I only the prat so is relevant?
If you have a prat.
Klal uprat. And beklal and vashe beprat. So let's have the prat.
You can't start off the pasik Zohav Tor. You have to start off the pasuk Vasisa something. What is that something? I'm making a menorah. Oh, what am I making the menorah out of? At the moment, it's not anything.
We are referring to what we are, the general idea of what we are talking about.
Oh, that's nice. You start off with the general, and then you have the prat to tell you, don't think the universe, only the prat, only Zohav Tor, nothing more, nothing less. And then the second cloud comes to say, no! I expand the prat a little bit, nishkasach, anything which is ke'ena prat, and therefore matkas and nothing else. That's according to the first madia. Now we're at the end of the first wide line, all the way in the bottom, v'hadorisha, now on to the next line. V'hadorisha v'ribu imiyat, v'mashmalei prat, habo achak klav, pirusha shel klav. He doesn't learn the same way that the miyut after the ribu, that is the definition of the klav. The name that we should say, ein b'chlal el-mashim b'frat. Elo, mishum de b'chlal kama nisra b'hakoyu b'mashma. Since the initial of yosisa, menoira, you can do anything and everything. Osi prote basrot, lem'utim y'mashm'usei. Not to go and say only this, but rather to restrain and to limit that universe of the klav. V'chihodur osi. So now, although Rashi doesn't say it, in other places Rashi and the Mefarshim say that if you stop right over here, you have the Ribi Umiyut, you'd have the equivalent of a full Klau Uprat Uklau. That I would say, not only the specific Prat, the specific Miyut, but anyway, which is Doime, because the, again, like Rashi's explaining, the miut doesn't limit it to that thing only. It's not a pirush on the cloud, but rather it's just a limiter. It is just a restraining word. Not a full universe, something smaller. So what's something smaller? The cloud, the prat, and anything which is ke'ena prat. That second ribuy afterwards, it comes to be marbe, everything. I don't need it for the ke'ena prat. It was never excluded in the first place. Fakert. The miut included all of the ke'en haprat. So what am I using that second ribuy for? Ribuy comes to gomi marvin. Now everything else, and now I'm going to take that miut and say it's only going to be memayit one thing, like the Gemara said, miut shulchares. Vachem behedu perek nigma adin. Got to call the skull of nitlin. The man the dorish ribuy miuti mashmalei beribuy umiut lechudei. It's like we were saying a moment ago. The koladoim leprat. What's the normal klal leprat? The klal that koladoim leprat. So that doim leprat, I already know from the ribuy of miut alone. Now I add the second ribuy. So the miut in the middle is miut shel cheres. Says Rashi. Dal korcha miuta lemuti os. It has to come exclude something. The cheres is considered to be the most inferior. What so the that's the one that we're going to explain.
What the nitlo has to do with this?
Nachmul.
What does the nitlo have to do with this?
That's the sugya in Sanhedrin. They talk about hanging someone after you stone.
How does this come in?
That's to explain it.
There also there's a ribuy mir for ribuy. I think the ribuy mir to ribuy over there is to tell you that only the niskolim are nitlin and not the nisrofin and not the
nerugin.
Exactly. Only niskolim. You have to look up that gemara. But bottom line is, there's a machloikis between klal leprat to klal ribuy mir for ribuy, and that's the machloikis perhaps between Revi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, having nothing to do with whether ikashir is bepeh or ikashir is bekli. The ikar over the machloikis is all the klisharis, so I learn it from the menorah, it has to be metal. Do I learn it from menorah that it cannot be cheres, but it can be even eight?
So the population, so when we have a klal part of klal, that includes and excludes various sets.
Right.
A ribuy miut alone all has the same functional thing. So
right.
The extra ribuy in a ribuy is to include more things and exclude only the one most dissimilar thing?
Correct.
Okay.
And to limit the limiter.
Right. It's me and ribuy are ribuy, el
Oh. Very good. Have a wonderful